forget Perfect Harmony. That was one of the greatest predictions in the history of the world. Bobby Portis needs 28 minutes. Pebble, tell the world what he did in the final 28th minute.
He had a total of 28 minutes in the game. In that 28th minute, he had the most important points of the game, the putback off the Giannis missed free throw that puts the Bucks up one and putting them up for good.
He doesn't do that. All the other stuff doesn't matter because they're playing from behind. They're going to have to foul down one, then they're down three, maybe. I don't know. Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. I don't care if there's mutual perfect harmony today. I only know one thing. You know what I know? I'm right. 28 minutes, the exact number of minutes. Unbelievable.
I'm going to destroy perfect harmony immediately.
Go right ahead.
Pebble, correct me if I'm wrong, but Homer didn't say Bobby was going to play 28 minutes, did he?
Yeah, that
he
was
did,
it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He said he wants 28 minutes.
He wants 28 minutes
yeah.
from him, yeah.
Play,
right, so you didn't say he's going to play.
Well,
so it's not a prediction, necessarily. It was you wanted 28 minutes out of Portis, and you got it.
Yeah, and I said they put 28 minutes. Then we saw what happened. They listened to me.
Yeah, but you didn't say
he also wanted them to start too, but I left that part out.
Right.
But I also said, no, hold on.
You
I also said starting doesn't matter. All that matters is the minutes. You left that part out too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just saying we wanted some things. We weren't predicting what was going to happen.
I said, what's the most important thing to win the game? Get Bobby Portis.
Yeah,
I want 28 minutes.
I want 28 minutes.
He got 28 minutes. The 28th minute was the most important minute, and they won.
I would have given you a prediction if you said Bobby Portis is going to play 28 minutes and be the difference of the game. If you had said those, then you would have been humongous.
That's what we were saying to do.
No.
Oh.
Did not say that.
Well, now
it was
I have
the
to
one
clarify.
Thing you wanted to say differently from game four to into game five.
There's a difference between what you want to see and what you're saying is going to happen.
Well,
those are different things. Those are totally different
like
things.
I'm
They're not even close to the
I'm
same
supposed
thing.
To assume that Bud's going to listen to me? I'll have
no,
to do that
you're
more
not.
In the
but
future.
You didn't predict he was going to play 28 minutes. You said you wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we saw it.
That's not a prediction, though. What
All
I
right,
want to see
okay.
is not a prediction. You're right. hoping that he plays 28 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
What he talked about and what he wanted to see actually happened,
and
though.
They won the game because
I'm with him that part.
I'm happy with this. They won the game because they did what I said they needed to do.
Correct.
That's fine.
Hey, that's just as good.
All right. I'll take that.
Just as good as a prediction, right. But it was not a prediction.
Okay,
just
fine.
The same.
I'll accept that. However you want to analyze it, I can live with that.
Yeah, they did what Homer said, and they won.
There you go. 1-800-990-3776.
Despite what you said.
Whatever. By however you want to put it.
Right.
Dale in West Bend. What do you got, Dale? What do you got to say, Dale? Everybody can call in. I'm feeling some pressure.
Guys,
I'm feeling some pressure now. Now I know what pressure is.
I'm going to try and take the pressure off you, Homer, because I could be wrong, but I am almost positive that you said if Bobby Portis plays 28 minutes, you guarantee the Bucks will win. And Tony said you can't prove that because we didn't know how many minutes he would play. But I do recall you saying 28 minutes for Bobby Portis.
And they'll win the game.
A Bucks victory.
Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday's show, right? Was it yesterday's show?
I don't recall that. Go find it on demand.
I'll look it up. Yeah. You,
Dale.
Dale, go look it up. I mean, you'll find it on demand.
It was from Tuesday's show, most likely.
You think? What do you think, Dale?
Yes, it was from Tuesday's show because that's when we talked about 28 minutes on
Tuesday. I thought it was yesterday. I swear it was 28 minutes, and Homer said, 28 minutes, Bobby Portis, he guarantees the Bucks win.
All right. Aside from me being brilliant, what thought do you want to have on the game? Say whatever you want. You got one sentence, Dale, of all that occurred.
Yeah, Bucks in six.
Bucks
that's
in
all
six.
Needs to be
all right. Thanks for the call. 1-800-990-3776. Bucks in six.
That wasn't really a comment on the game.
There's no need. You can say whatever you want today. Can be about the game, can be about my brilliance, can be about whatever you want. AJ in Greenfield, you're on 94.5 ESPN. What's your one sentence on the game?
Well, if we're going to tout your phenomenal predictions, are we going to go back to when you said the Bucks had beat the Bulls but couldn't win in the second round without Chris Middleton?
No, we're not going back that far.
We're not sticking to anything that's wrong, AJ.
No,
only the right stuff with Homer.
Because I've adjusted.
AJ, when
adjusted.
He gets it right, he talks about it. When he gets it wrong, it just goes by the wayside.
He thinks we're going back?
Are
you kidding me? He hasn't even slept for, 36 hours yet? He hasn't rapped his rap song? We don't go back in time here in this show.
yes, I did say that, and I've moved on. They have proven, they haven't yet, but
Well, how do we know that after yesterday's show you didn't move on from saying that Bobby Portis could make a difference?
That's correct.
He played 28 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I would have had to say it, and I don't think you can find that I said it. But, yes, I did not think they would. What did I say? They wouldn't win the next round or they wouldn't win a championship?
You said they wouldn't win in the second round.
They would not win the second round.
All right.
Yep. Very good.
He'll bring that up again if they somehow lose the next two games.
No, I won't. No, I won't. No, because I believe they're going to win, and I said that when we talked recently. To me, they played enough games without Middleton for me to change my mind. Some people on this show never change their mind. Anybody you know in particular? Both of you. I, on the other hand, changed my mind. They proved to me they could play better without Middleton than I thought. But it's not over yet. Thanks, AJ. I'm just happy that anybody listens. So anytime anybody says and they remember what I said, that means they were listening. And that's all that matters. All right. The Hall of Famer, Tony Smith, your one sentence about the game. You get two or three, actually.
What a gift.
What a gift. And why do you say what a gift?
I mean, let's be honest. The Celtics were in control of that game, the entire game.
True.
It was an absolute gift.
But then how did what was the gift or what happened?
The biggest of the gifts was the offensive rebound on the free throw that almost never happens.
That's why you got to have Bobby Portis. He had like 15 rebounds in the game.
Okay. Well,
did you know he played 28 minutes also?
Right. He did.
Bobby Portis all you want to. Right, but I'm just saying an offensive rebound on the free throw rarely happens in general.
Well, see, you know, I thought there was actually a gift bigger than that.
Really? What was that one?
Because if I was the head coach of the Boston Celtics, after the game, I'd say, you guys calm down. I said, there's a minute 40 left. We're up six, and Giannis takes a three. I will take that every game we ever play the Bucks the rest of our lives, and we will win 99 out of 100.
Correct.
They won this one. Despite that, because... Yeah. But if we would write down on a script what we would want with 1:40 left, and if Giannis doesn't make the three, you know what the discussion is today?
Why is
down
he shooting
six,
threes?
How can you be shooting threes? Now, he made it, and so, you know, you certainly give him credit for the guts or however you want to say it. But
he gets credit for making the shot. It's a bad shot. Just because he made it doesn't turn it into a good shot.
So I would be the coach of the Celtics. I say, let's go play him again. We want to get to that spot again. If everything goes perfect, we'll be up six with 1:40 left, and we will give him. In fact, as he brings the ball up the floor, we'll go, same shot.
And I can't wait to hear the haters on Twitter trying to get mad, saying no, it wasn't a bad shot. It was a bad shot.
Right? You've discussed this
before. I believe Stan Van Gundy, the analyst on the game, said it.
Yeah,
it's a bad shot.
We should tell him
what it was.
We know he shouldn't shoot threes, and it's a gift to the Celtics every time he does it. There's a point in which you don't say it anymore, or you find another way to say it. You've already made it clear.
I mean, the problem with Stan is he's still that coach, and he's thinking like, "What is it? What are you doing shooting?"
Correct.
That shot, you are absolutely punishing these guys in the paint. Why
exactly
would you bail them out and shoot a three? Why?
But aside from that, because on the next three that Holiday and all the other stuff, the defensive play that Drew Holiday made to block the shot.
Which one? Two of them.
No, the one that he blocked the shot and held the ball. Yeah. I've seen that play maybe two or three times in my life of somebody blocking a shot and then grabbing the ball. The only time I think I've ever seen it before was maybe someone like McIlvain or somebody who's a shot blocker who blocked it so easily. But to block a shot and then get possession of the ball is one of the most amazing defensive plays, because generally you block it, it goes out of bounds,
correct.
Who gets the ball?
So I'm just going to tell you on that play.
Yes.
Drew Holiday did not go up to block that shot with the intention of grabbing it.
Correct.
What happens is you get lucky and the ball doesn't like fly away. He almost kind of got stuck in Smart's hand.
I agree.
That's why he was able to then grab
it. Right.
Yes.
I agree. He didn't block
like
it to himself.
Typically you block it, it goes
out of bounds. You never see that. I mean, as I said, I think in my life I've seen it two or three times.
You've probably seen it more than that from when you're
in the pros.
Well, a lot of times you get those. Sometimes they'll call a jump ball on those.
Okay. Right.
There was another situation where there should have been a held ball, but they let it play. I think Giannis got an offensive rebound, and he was surrounded by three Celtics. Somebody had a hand on the ball for a second.
Right.
Typically, they'll call that a jump ball. I saw another jump ball earlier in the game. Again, back to where the inconsistent stuff from the refs.
Mm-hmm.
I saw another held ball earlier in the game. And then that one, you don't see the held ball call. But, yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of things happened in that last couple of minutes
of
that game.
The other thing, the third one. Like, if I was the coach of the Celtics, I would still be drinking. I wouldn't have stopped. Because not only the three by Giannis. Giannis is at the line. All right, smart foul. You think he's not going to make two. But if you miss one, please miss the first one. Because if you miss the first one, there's no rebound. And then you make the second one, and then ball out, and they've got a one-point lead, and then you got a foul. He not only was one out of two, but he had to miss the second one instead of the first one.
And, again, just an absolute gift on the free throw. The Celtics were actually in position. It wasn't even they blew boxing out. There's no communication on the rebound. Smart runs right into Brown, who probably would have had the rebound had Smart not went for the board. But you can't do that in that situation. You got to go get the rebound, right? But you got to talk. And it's up to Smart to see that Jaylen Brown is right in front of him and is going to get the ball.
Yeah, Smart had a terrible last minute and a half.
There's a lot of talk about what happened with Wesley and Portis at half court. They ran into each other. Wesley goes down. Jason Tatum is wide open on the wing. Smart cannot see that. He cannot see that. On TV, we can see it. It's wide open, right? But we have an over-the-top view of the court.
He can't see that.
He can't see that, no. He's got Bobby Portis coming at him from his right side, probably blocking that vision. You can't see that. You got to kind of locate. And the people on TV are talking about you got to have your head up, right? You got your head up. You see Drew Holiday coming at you, and you see Bobby Portis to your right. That's the first thing you look at and locate. Mm-hmm. Now, when he goes to pick up the ball, we don't know what he was going to do with it. He went to pick up the ball at that point. He probably could have seen Tatum at that moment, but now he's got to pick up the ball, and too late, Drew Holiday's right there.
Right.
So you got to catch the ball, locate, and then you go to try to make your move. But on his second dribble, Drew Holiday made a great heads-up play and just attacked the ball. And got a hand on it without fouling.
He's just an amazing defense.
But the good thing about that, even if he fouls, so what? They get two free throws.
Right.
They're down three.
Well, that was again.
It's not going to hurt them. So
the guys have told me, Majerus did 25 years ago, that in the NBA the rule is 4 seconds.
Yeah, it's a great calculated play. It wasn't going to matter if you fouled him or not. He just reached in, got lucky, and got the ball. But even if he had fouled him, so what? He gets two free throws. Good luck.
No, if I'm the Boston Celtics, I have total confidence that we can win the final two games. But
yeah, there's no reason not to have confidence.
But they've never really done anything like that. And the Bucks, on the other hand, have proven they do stuff like what they did last night. They did it last year.
But I mean, both teams should have confidence.
Yes,
believe it or not, from that game, the Bucks are gonna be like, "Yeah, we didn't play that great. We chucked up a lot of threes early, missed them." We happened to get hot in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
We go 6-for-6.
Yeah.
And we bailed ourselves out.
Like Boston did the previous game.
Bailed ourselves out. But we still needed a couple of mistakes by the Celtics at the end. But we still were able to do it. Period.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. We're not going to be that. Their thought process is we're not going to be that cold again.
We're
not going to shoot that bad.
To finish up.
And Boston's saying,
we've never been able to control
the game. We just got to close better. It was terrible. A couple of terrible mistakes. A bad bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can probably say they should have won game three. I mean, they can probably say that, too. So, both teams are going to have confidence going into this next game. But Bucks are going to be at home. They got a huge advantage in my opinion.
I'm assuming it's
going to
be close again.
It could. The question is, how nervous is Boston going to be on the brink of elimination? That's the question. They could be too nervous, and they have not been shooting well up to the last couple of games. Tatum's not been. He hasn't been shooting great. He's shooting a lot, but he's not shooting great.
There you go. Shooting a lot. Jason Wilde. And then George Karl. George Karl's going to be on this hour, and then we have TVV, Tim Van Voren.
You do know Fox it's his birthday, Sports. Right?
Who?
George.
No, I don't know it's his birthday. No, I never know it's anybody's birthday.
It's his birthday.
I thought it was Pebble's birthday.
No.
Next.